Right, well, let's move on now fully to the 1970s and tell me what the most important things happened during the 1970s.
Well, to me, and to many of, us, it was in the 1970s that the sort of full impact of the complications of diabetes were beginning to make themselves evident, and also the fact that people with type 2 diabetes were certainly not immune and just as susceptible, that this was no mild diabetes. This was the full-blown business with the problems of amputation, blindness, kidney failure, heart attacks and so on, just as important and just as compelling. So that a number of important questions really came up, which only people with diabetes themselves could answer. And work with people with diabetes themselves could answer. And the most important of all was the one that had been almost obsessing the diabetes community for many years, and that was the value of really tight control. And I mentioned this earlier. One might say, well, you know, if there is any question about this, why not just do it? And the answer to that is because it's not something you can do without paying quite a substantial price. And the person who pays the price, of course, is not the doctor, but the patient whose life has to be modified. And so it was that one was really looking around for ways, particularly for people on insulin, for ways of getting much better levels of control without making life totally impossible for them. And it was getting easier because in the 1970s, one was beginning to use self-measurement of blood glucose. It became possible for people to measure their own glucose with their own meters and to make their own judgments about what they needed to do about treatment. It took a long time, I think, for the profession and for the diabetic public to come to terms with this new facility that they had and to find out how best to use it. But, of course, it was a dramatic happening and improved the ability of people to look after their diabetes quite remarkably. And there was also a certain revivalism, too, about. In the early days of the treatment of diabetes, in the really early Lawrence days, one treated diabetes with multiple injections of soluble insulin.